Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting second. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gordon Massa. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Thurman. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crowe. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. One out. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Robinson. Morin reaches second base with a double. Long goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak takes first base on ball four. Gordon Massa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massa strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan bunts towards third. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Morin moves to third. Speak moves to second. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gorrell moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks bunts towards the mound. Hook fields it and throws to first for the out. Gorrell moves to third. Tanner moves to second. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Robinson. Long reaches second base with a double. Gorrell scores. Tanner scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Robinson. Morin reaches second base with a double. Long scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow juggles the ball. That's an error on Crow. Morin moves to third. Gordon Massa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massa is 0 for 1 in the game. Massa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. Speak moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Massa moves to second. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a fly ball into left field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speak tags and scores. Massa tags and moves to third. Morgan tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Cubs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Claude Osteen now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Massa scores. Morgan moves to third. Gorrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Cubs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. McMillan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple bunts towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Temple for the out. McMillan moves to third. Osteen moves to second. Two outs. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Speak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. 1 out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gordon Massa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Massa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan bunts towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Massa moves to second. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. Massa moves to third. 1 out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey fires to third and picks off Massa. 2 outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gorrell hits a line drive towards third. Hoke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tanner. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Kurt Flood pinch runs for Don Hoke. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin who is chasing the ball. McMillan reaches third base with a triple. Flood scores. It's 7-1, Cubs. Dutch Dotterer pinch hits for Claude Osteen. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMillan scores. 2 outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 0 for 2 in the game. Thurman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Kurt Flood now playing third base. Dutch Dotterer now catching. Dave Skogstad now pitching. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Long takes first base on ball 4. Tanner moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tanner moves to third. Long moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Morin strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Skogstad covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post strikes out. Two outs. Dave Skogstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skogstad takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gordon Massa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Massa takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan strikes out. 1 out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Drabowski hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gorrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Massa moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dotterer hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Henrich now playing shortstop. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Speak hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Frank Urnaga pinch hits for Gordon Massa. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Fanning now catching. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Cubs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-3 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Drabowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gorrell hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Dave Skogstad. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Don Elston now pitching. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bobby Henrich. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. One out. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dotterer strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.